This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Demonstrators gathered at the state capitol on Sunday to protest the killing of Alex Preti by U.S. Border Patrol. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there and describes the scene.
So I would guess there was, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people at the capitol. They had taken over Broadway. They had people speaking up top. It was kind of chaotic, just like a lot of sort of centers of gravity within this big crowd.
Preti's parents live in Colorado. In a statement, they said they were heartbroken and also angry at the Trump administration for immediately blaming their son, who videos show was being held on the ground when he was shot. Federal immigration authorities say they're investigating whether agents left Ace of Spades cards in the cars of people who were detained in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Advocates say ICE agents left so-called death cards inside vehicles left behind after ICE detentions in Eagle County. The death cards, which look like Ace of Spades, have the contact information of the GEO detention facility in Aurora. The Ace of Spades cards have a long history of racial intimidation and white supremacy. According to Alex Sanchez, who runs Voces Unidas in Eagle County, this week ICE detained 9 people up in the mountains and their family members found the cards in their abandoned cars. Federal officials say they're investigating the incident and unequivocally condemn acts like this. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos will not be part of Super Bowl 60. The team lost to the New England Patriots 10-7 at Empower Field yesterday. Still, season ticket holder Ethan Widoff left enthusiastic about the season.
I was in high school when they were here in 2015. So, like, to have this new restoration of excellence here with the Broncos, like, I'm excited for the future of this team and to see the city reinvigorated with it. Like, that's pretty awesome, you know.
This is CPR News.